Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so we've been working with Shearwater Dive Research, and they've been doing a pretty cool social media thing. The Diver of the Week, which is brought to you by the Shearwater Peregrine, embark on your adventure. And the Diver of the Week for this week happens to be a good friend of Scuba Radio's over the years, and that'd be the Shadow Diver himself, John Chatterton. John, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
I am doing well, and it's good to be on the radio with you. Well, I could say you can tell the truth, but
I appreciate you lying and
listen.
And
you know what?
I've been
social distancing myself from you for years.
No, wait a minute. I already shared with our Scuba Radio Scuba Squad earlier that you said that. You know, I have the antibodies of the coronavirus, and you'd actually stand in line for my bodily fluids. Do you care to own that statement or no?
No, actually, I would not.
Smart
stand
answer.
In line.
Smart answer.
Not.
Okay, nope. He's calling me out.
Listen, I got enough problems. On my, I'm manufacturing myself. So.
Okay, all right. Yeah, but you're not manufacturing antibodies yourself. You haven't had COVID. You've avoided it. You've just been doing your thing, right?
Yeah. No. To tell you the truth, I can't think of anyone that I physically know in my little orbit that I run into all the time that has had it other than you.
Okay. I feel honored or cursed. I don't know either way, but
I'm also thinking maybe it was just a bad test or something.
Well, so, I wish, but I had three of them. So I pretty much,
you failed the first two.
No, I failed the first one, and then I got two negatives. And,
yeah, but he's failed life, period.
Okay, just stop it. Yeah, my support staff, they're turning on me.
When they say, you had to have three tests, it's like the guy who fails the first two tests. The third time, he's just, does this mean, now he got really good.
No. Exactly. I got great at it. Yes. Got plenty of practice. But it is what it is. Enough about me. Let's talk about you, because you're a shadow diver. You're the Diver of the Week, thanks to Shearwater Research. How do you feel about that, first off?
I'm kind of getting all choked up.
I love it.
And maybe even a little gas, but it's...
Okay. All right. Well, that wasn't exactly the response I expected, but
I'd like to thank all of the little people.
Okay. Well, okay. I'll add myself to that list. That's fine. But no, John, it is a cool thing. You shot a video for the folks at Shearwater that basically they've been asking diving celebrities like yourself to share with the world what got you into diving. And that video can be found on Shearwater's Facebook page and YouTube channel. So just Google it, search it, find it on YouTube. You can find out what John said. Or, John, maybe you can just give us a little preview. What was it that got you into diving and started this crazy career that has you writing, people writing books about you that are going to be turned into movies and everything?
I absolutely, I thought the question was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Shearwater asked a bunch of people. I mean, they put this out to a lot of different divers, very well-known divers and all that. Mm-hmm. And I thought the diversity of responses was really interesting.
True.
But, for me, it's always been, what's on the bottom? What are you going to find? What is down there?
Right.
And in my diving career, that answer has been extraordinarily diverse.
Well, no doubt. U-boats, the Shadow Divers is about you and Richie finding this German U-boat off the coast of the U.S., which is crazy, insane. And if you haven't read that book, my God, go look up Shadow Divers because it's amazing.
Don't forget about this book.
Which one?
Pirate Hunters.
Oh, that was the second one, right?
Well, yeah. It was the second book that Rob Kirsten wrote, and Rob is like a good friend of mine. He's very talented guy, all that kind of stuff. Literally, if you look at those two books in Shadow Divers, we were really trying to uncover information. What U-boat was this? And in Pirate Hunters, it's really about putting treasure on the deck. What is down there? And specifically looking for wrecks that are worthy of the effort of salvage. And that's kind of the way it certainly my diving career has gone. You don't know how any of this stuff's going to turn out when you start.
Yeah.
And that's true adventure.
Yeah, it is. It's all about the adventure and discovery. And, both those books are phenomenal. But like you said, the second one is about you going after, all that treasure and all the, stuff behind the scenes it took to even find the wreck that you were trying to salvage and being shot at and God. I mean, John's career is nuts. I mean, it's really, when you read some of this stuff, it's like, even if you said, oh man, maybe something being exaggerated, 10%, even if it was, and said 10% of this is totally accurate, you'd go, oh my God, this guy is a super diver. It's insane what you've done. And you're so easy to approach at the dive shows that you come out and you talk to everybody and use your experience to inspire other people's to dive and to get into it. And I just love that, John. I really think that is an honorable trait. You had the patience of Job, to put up with not everybody else, but definitely our crew. And he's a gracious guest all the time. Yeah.
I am flattered. Wow. I've been a lot of different projects, working with authors, working on TV, Deep Sea Detectives, Curse of Oak Island, the dive community has, always supported me. They've supported everything I've ever done. And I am absolutely, positively appreciative and grateful for all the opportunities that have come my way. I still have stuff that I'm looking to do.
Yeah, well, you're teaching like crazy right now, aren't you? Even amongst COVID, are you teaching classes as we speak right now?
I have been teaching classes over the last few years. I've been teaching classes like in the spring and fall, and summer I've been working on other projects. In the wintertime, I'm trying to like fix all the crap that I broke for the other nine months of the year.
Right.
But it's you know, I kind of got forced into teaching this summer because I had to push back stuff from the spring. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can't really travel is very difficult.
Yes.
We had to cancel. I had an Andrea Doria trip on the Old Salty out of Belmar, New Jersey. And you know, we were going to leave out of Montauk and go to the Doria. And it's just, you know, we couldn't do it. So we had to cancel the trip. So I had to like stay home
and teach instead. And johnchatterton.com, the website you can go to and connect with John and maybe sign up for one of his classes. John, thank you so much. Diver of the Week. Great stuff. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, Larry. Florida spiny lobster season is open and the divers are coming for us.
Fear not, my quaking crustacean. We're way too fast for those bubble-blowing morons.
But they have the equalizer.
The equalizer?
The equalizer is a lightweight lobster snare with a one-handed band-powered trigger that grabs lobsters fast. Get your equalizer now at Florida Dive Retailers and at lobstersnare.net.
Larry, duck in. I can see your antenna.
Yikes.
The equalizer lobster snare at lobstersnare.net.
Stuck in the house, your car, or just want to liven up your daily dog walk? We realize that Scuba Radio is only a two-hour show. So, what do you want to listen to the other 22 hours of the day? Audiobooks. Immerse yourself in sun, sand, scuba diving, adventure, and intrigue with international photojournalist and scuba diver Mike Scott.
Mike grabbed third gear and accelerated directly at the police car. The man fired a wild shot and then dove back inside his cruiser for safety. He thought Mike was going to crash directly into him.
Hold on!
He shouted to Carol. He knew she was about to get bounced around pretty hard. He shot off down the road. In his rearview mirror, Mike saw the two men jump into the police car with the driver, and then they worked to get turned around. This wasn't over yet.
Author Eric Douglas created the addictive thrillers Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish. So dive into adventure. Download all four audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.
Hey, y'all, this Jerry the Diver got to tell you about the Moray DCT. It doesn't stand for drinking country tonic. It stands for Diver Communication Torch, a dive light with a noisemaker built right in. Simple and brilliant, just like me. Ooh, is it bright? Plus, you can take it on airplanes because it uses standard C-cell Echoline batteries with 8 hours of burn time. Proudly made in America, the Moray Dive Light DCT. Get yours at moraydivelights.com. That's moraydivelights.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here comes old Greg. He's a scaly manfish.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Oh. I'm old Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Nart. Hello, fishies.
Wow. That just took a weird turn, but it is what it is. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, so special thanks to John Chatterton for joining us there for a bit. JohnChatterton.com. You can go there and find out how you can take a class with him if you like, and you know, follow his blog and all kinds of stuff. He's always doing some interesting stuff. And one thing I did talk to him off the air about was that book, Shadow Divers, and the movie project that we've mentioned before on Scuba Radio. And for the record, what I've heard is that there is some talk of turning it into something bigger than a movie, you know, with all the streaming things going on. So who knows where this is going, but eventually That movie is, you know, going to be made, I think. I mean, they've had, it's went through several different versions, I guess, but it's still on the table. So we'll see if that happens. But in the meantime, if you have not read Shadow Divers and you're into diving at all, even if you're not into diving, you'll find it extremely entertaining, a great read for sure. And it features John and Richie Kohler, who, by the way, might be our diver of the week next week or the week after. We will see. But they were a team there, and they found that German U-boat. Pretty incredible stuff. And just a little a story for the for you, you know, in the history of dealing with these people we get to meet over the years here at Scuba Radio. I'm very lucky. I get to talk to with people like this because, you know, John is someone I look up to, you know, as a diver on many, many levels. But when I first met John and Richie many years ago up at the Jersey Dive Show, I didn't really know who they were. And I was introduced to them. They were signing copies of Shadow Divers. I had not read the book. I knew these guys were somebody because people were lined up around the block to get a autograph from John and Richie of this book that had just come out called Shadow Divers. I mean, we're talking like 10 years ago, right? and I'm introduced to them, and they come on Scuba Radio, and we instantly hit it off. As you can hear, John's a very personable guy. Richie is the exact same way. They're super friendly, and they dug what we were doing with Scuba Radio, and we had a great chat. And I probably interviewed them like 3 or 4 times. And finally, I got a copy of the book. I just, for whatever reason, just never got around to reading it. And I got the copy of the book. I went on a family vacation and I read it. And at the end of the week, I got on the phone and I called up Richie and I just said, oh my God, I feel like such an idiot. Because I had no idea the extreme crazy diving adventure these guys had been on. They had told me some of the stories and we had shared some of these some anecdotes on Scuba Radio a little bit, but I had no idea how extreme and crazy. And I mean, we're talking stuff that, you know, could kill you. I mean, they're doing some pretty nutty, cutting edge type stuff when it came to scuba diving in a technical sense, for sure. And it just really, it was amazing. But I'll never forget. And Rich goes, oh man, don't worry about it. It's cool. We love what you do, man. That's awesome. It was so cool. But I did. I felt like a kind of an idiot. So, you know, take it for what it's worth, which is probably not much, but that was my way of giving them a little endorsement or encouraging you to dive into that book, Shadow Divers. Definitely worth it. Who sneezed? Who was that? Was that Vinny? Vinny sneezing? My God. Okay. Anyway, the Aqua Gypsy has joined us. Maybe Vinny's allergic to the Aqua Gypsy. I don't know. And I assume she's back home in the in Vermont. Is that right, Brittany? Or are you in that neck of the woods today, or where? Where are
you? I am. Yes, I've been up here since the beginning of August, working. So that's why I've kind of been off the show. But last weekend, I had 3 students.
You did?
And
okay.
We completed an open water dive.
So where were you? Where did you take them?
So actually, it was amazing. I took them to one lake on last Friday, and it was nice. There was a lot of structure of rocks and weeds and fish, and it was starting to get a little later in the evening towards the end. So, you know, we ended up calling it quits for that night. And then the next day we went, and we went to a different lake, and it was almost 60 feet of visibility.
Wow. Very rare for a lake in your neck of the woods. And are we talking about in Vermont, outside of Vermont? Where?
Yeah,
in Vermont. What's the name of the lake? Greg, can you say?
So, yeah, in Vermont. So, Greg, get this.
What?
You would hate this because you're a warm water wuss.
Right.
But so at 23 feet, we were at 76 degrees. No biggie.
Okay,
we can handle that in a 3 mil.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Go down to 26 feet. The thermocline was at 23 feet. So go down like, you know, 3 feet to where you could notice it.
Yeah.
And it got down to 67 degrees.
Yo! Woo! Hello, shrinkage.
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
Okay, so the this lake, can you say which place it was? We've been talking about local diving Or do you prefer?
Yeah, actually. So this lake is called Sunset Lake. And okay. I didn't even think that anyone really dove in Vermont that much. And then when I got there, there was three other groups of divers there.
Okay. Well, divers are kind of insane, especially the cold water ones. So they were just like, hey, this is a summer day. Let's go. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, there wasn't much to see in that the lake with all the visibility because there was no weeds. So there's no fish. So there's not much going on. There's nothing really to see. But I had a little 10-year-old kid who got certified, and yeah. He was super happy. He's going to be going down to, I think, the Cayman Islands, hopefully, February or March. So he's super pumped about that, and he wanted to get certified before he got down there.
Well, I saw Vinny kind of said, no, I'm not into it if there's no weed in the lake there. He doesn't want to see it.
No, I just can't believe that people dive in lakes. It doesn't sound like fun to me because, you know, I've always had the ocean, you know, Pacific.
Hey, but think about it this way. It's better than being dry, right? Right?
And, Vinny, you dive in the kelp forest, which is very similar to the seaweed, and your water is probably just as cold as the lake water.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, but you can ask Greg. He's been there. There's a lot to see there,
though. But it's cold. It's nipply.
Yeah.
Yes. Very nipply out there. And
it'll make you talk like this.
Lake Titicaca.
You're right. Yeah, but the bottom line is, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times, especially right now in this environment we find ourselves in, we can't do much more than local diving. So you got to take what you can get. And that might be a local quarry. That might be a query, as Jerry the diver guy would say, or a lake or whatever. So, hey, we'll talk about more of these type of places next. Stay close. First radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. It is made up currently of the Aqua Gypsy Brittany, Mermaid Kristen, Vitty Two Tanks, Jerry the Diver Guy, Bubble Boy. That's what I said. We'll fix it in post.
Say it one more time.
Yeah. And then Casey the Tobacco Nut, Walt D. Martini from the Gomez Hilton. And last but not least, and I definitely mean least, Barry the Booger.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Barry the Booger.
He's not wearing his Scuba Radio hat, so
I am.
He's
Look,
a nerd. Oh, you
we
are. Well, you gotta wait. You gotta
Where's
cover it
the
up.
Watch cap?
I gotta cover it up except for the commercials when I become unnerdy.
Okay. Where's the red watch cap?
That'll never happen.
He's wearing it, but you don't want to know where. So there. We'll just leave it at that, okay?
Here's the watch cap.
Yeah, right. Don't show us that. Quit it. I'm Put it away. Man.
He looks like Minnie Pearl.
Oh, God, help us. All right, so Brittany.
Here's the other show.
Okay, quiet. Brittany has been diving her local lake there in Vermont, and you were doing skills, and it worked. It was a great body of water just to get wet, and it felt good, I assume, right? Refreshing, right, Brittany?
It was great. I couldn't believe the amount of the first lake that we went to. I could not believe the amount of fish and marine life that we saw.
Really?
Just schools of bass, schools of crappie, schools of sunfish.
Crappies, huh?
Crappie.
Yeah. So, I mean, you see the crappie and are you tempted to like, hey, I could just grab one of them? I mean, you could probably spearfish, couldn't you?
Crappie? Nah.
Nah? You don't spearfish crappie?
No, there's actually, it's really, really strict up here. And in a lot of lakes I was reading throughout the country, it's very strict on spearfishing. And I think it's because a lot of people don't even know. And actually, on Monday morning, I saw the game warden, which is like the FWC at the local gas station. And while I was speaking with them, I realized that I knew more about spearfishing than they did. So. Uh-huh.
Well, you're a diver. Yeah, you have superpowers.
She's a professional.
Okay, if you say so.
I'm just the Floridian at heart.
I think she is. She's a warm water horse. like the rest
of us. We need maple syrup from Vermont.
Hey, quiet down. He's talking too loud. Barry, quiet down. What's wrong with you? More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there because I hear it fills up really quick.
Don't you ever feel like we've been on this vacation before? Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica, Hawaii.
Maybe this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and you know the scuba diving there is going to be totally different because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good. Right. I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited. Down in all that abundance,
down here, finally is down there, awake in the wonder. I am breathing underwater.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. Mermaid Kristen, the Aqua Gypsy, Brittany, Vinny Two Tanks, Jerry the Diver Guy, Bubble Boy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Catwall D. Martini, and Barry Debugger. Yeah, that's what he is. He the bugger, meaning lobster. I got to clarify that because I think Jerry's given him a new nickname that is probably not totally appropriate. You hear what I'm saying? Maybe. Maybe not. But we're talking local diving today because, you know, our choices are limited. You may not be able to get to Fiji right now because of the travel restrictions. But I'll tell you what, when they open up, man, will I be ready.
Woo!
I cannot wait.
Yes, Greg,
to get,
we will be ready.
Yes, we will all be ready to get out there. But in the meantime, take advantage of getting wet. And if that's a local lake, quarry, or bathtub, whatever it takes to get your fix, you know, you need to do it right now. I mean, there are plenty of places in Florida you can go for sure. And who just raised their hand?
Well, I did. I was going to offer up a dive.
Okay, talk to me, Casey. What do you got?
Well, you said you wanted to go down south for lobster, but the 24th after Labor Day is the last day of scallop season.
That would be fun. And, you know,
to do the 19th and the 20th road trip.
Okay, so that's of September, right?
Of September, yes, sir.
Okay, and you'll have your new boat by then, right?
Well, I'm crossing my fingers.
Okay, well, even if you don't, we could just go out there, and those would be those scallops would be on the bay side of Florida.
And, yes, they're on the west.
It's called the Gulf of Mexico.
Very way too loud.
Or Crystal River.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Homosassa River. So it's kind of like north of Tampa for people not familiar with the area.
North of Tampa, about 45 minutes.
Okay. And you just go right off in the bay. Say that again, Brittany. What'd you say?
/ Wiki Watchy.
That's right. Yeah, you might catch some scallops and mermaids at the same time. You never know.
Greg's banned from Wiki Watchy.
No, I'm not banned from Wiki. Why would you say this, Jerry?
No, Greg was banned from Mermaid Rum, remember?
No, I wasn't banned from Mermaid Rum. Why are you guys starting rumor and innuendo? Why are you doing this? This is not.
It's what we do.
It's not. That's not right. Stop it. Just stop it now.
Hey, Greg, you forgot to mention our favorite trip.
Yeah.
EV.
Explorer Ventures, you mean?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Those are our.
Well, they're going to start sailing, hopefully. Actually, they may be sailing this next week in Turks and Caicos. They'll have to see how it goes, but they're getting ready to fire back up. The liveaboards are starting to run a little. I mean, you know, it's kind of week to week right now because you don't know, you know, who can go, who can't, who can get there. You know, what's open today might be closed tomorrow. We're still in a very, you know, tough situation for any of the operators to run. But hopefully, you know, as time progresses, it'll get better and better. But in the meantime, you got to take advantage of these local things. And if I remember correctly, Brittany, you just did the scalloping thing, and that was the first time you'd ever done it, right? Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah, I had a ball. I had so much fun. I actually did it with Walt's neighbor, Uncle Wally.
That's right. So you went out there, caught some scallops. You cleaned them too, right?
And she ate a raw one.
I ate a raw one.
And she lived to tell us about it. Yeah.
And she cleaned them the spoon technique, not the vacuum technique.
Yes.
Not the vacuum, but we're not going to talk about how many adult beverages were consumed.
That makes a difference on how much goo you're willing to tolerate when it comes to scallops.
I think that pretty much I'm never going to get coronavirus because I ate a raw oyster.
Well, that you mean a raw scallop? Well, probably. You might want to get checked for the antibodies. Right. But they were tasty. Even the raw one was tasty, wasn't it?
So good. And we cooked it up with this spice. It's from Louisiana. It's called Slap Yo Mama.
Slap Yo Mama sauce with the scallops, and you sauteed them a little bit, and that was good to go.
Yeah, and then we had a little steak with them. To be completely honest, do you know those tubs of like potato salad that you get at the deli?
Right.
The big tubs, the big 1 pound tubs.
Big old tub of potato salad.
Two whole days of four people scalloping. And when we got to clean them all, we only got half of a tub.
Really? Yeah. It's just a small little, maybe quarter size piece of meat if you're lucky. So you got to get a lot of them, gallons. I mean, the limit is a gallon per diver or something, isn't it? Is that what it was?
5 gallon bucket.
Oh, 5 gallon bucket per person.
Bucket. Yeah, that's in the shell, but I think if you shell them, then it's a certain amount of meat, right?
Yeah. Do they give you a limit once they've been gutted, or do you know, Brittany? Do you remember?
I'm not sure. I just know it was a 5 gallon bucket, I think, per boat. To be completely honest, we just didn't get it to begin with.
Well, okay. I mean, did you have trouble finding them? Because scalloping in Florida is kind of like an Easter egg hunt. There's not a whole lot to it.
Trouble finding them, but the issue was just that it took, we were maybe four people for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And we ended up with, like I said, it looked good in the cooler when we put ice underneath it.
Yeah,
but you limited, but Brittany did limit out on the radio.
Yeah, Barry, you're turning your microphone the wrong way.
I turned it.
You did not. You turned it the wrong way. Fix your microphone, Barry. He's blasting everybody out.
Wait.
Yeah. What?
Brittany, take care of Barry.
There you go. I turned it down.
Okay, that's better. Oh, thank you, Barry.
Yeah.
Did Brittany do that
for the last 2 weeks?
Well, okay. So, but the bottom line is that you got your scallops, you ate them, you had fun, and that did she just pass out? I don't see her anymore.
No, okay, here I figured it out. Per person, 2 gallons of whole bay scallops, in other words, in the shell, or 1 pint of bay scallop meat.
Okay, one what?
1 pint of just the meat. 2 gallons of bay scallops in the shells right. Or 1 pint of the meat. Maximum 10 gallons per vessel.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
Which is basically what she ended up with, that little container of meat. So she did it perfectly.
I think she did.
Go ahead, Brittany. Go ahead. Tell him.
Think, Barry.
I got it done.
Well, the bottom line is it's a fun activity to do. Well, snorkeling. You were just snorkeling, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So that was what was cool about it. 3 out of 4 of us were scuba certified, but one individual wasn't scuba certified, and that was completely fine. And it actually made her want to be scuba certified.
Mm-hmm. Now, did the scallops try to swim away from you at all underwater?
Not at all, but they closed up. So you had to watch that you didn't get your little finger pinched.
Yes. Yeah. You got away. I mean, I actually had them swim. Like I'd go grab one and it'd get startled and it'd use its suction or clam and like psh, 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 psh.
And those are piss clams, Greg.
Actual sound effects.
Yeah, they make that noise underwater too. Yeah, but no,
underwater they make that noise. You heard that underwater.
Yeah, how much had you drank before this scallop hunt of yours?
Well, it's snorkeling, so there's no real rules against it. So. Right. You know, take advantage of the opportunity. Amounts. Yes, exactly. Right.
Another bonus to scalloping.
Yeah.
Drinking.
There could be a little bit of that within reason. You know, you're in the water. Casey, you got to be safe. Yeah.
What kind of boat did you end up getting?
ended up getting a hurricane deck boat.
Yeah. Perfect. That would be great for scalloping.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a scallop ship, I think. It's basically, that's the perfect type of vessel for scalloping in Florida.
That should be its name.
Boy, have you come up with a name, Casey?
No, I have not come up with a name. We'll have to maybe put it out on the air.
I suggest Aqua Gypsy
here on Scuba Radio.
Yeah, you know, the last boat that Brittany named was a Little Whore, so I'm not sure if you would want to rely on her for your vessel name.
Well, thanks me every day.
Just name it Aqua Gypsy and be done.
Well, okay, there's that possibility, I guess.
Luckily, Walt's never had to call FWC for assistance.
You don't know that he hasn't. He may have just called out to him just for fun and, you know, frolic.
According to Walt, the sheriff's department was alerted to the Little Whore's presence. So
They were on the Little Whore today.
And that had nothing to do with a boat. So, oh boy. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Do you have a message or a product that you'd like to share with the diving world? Well, look no further than Scuba Radio. Just like you, thousands of diving enthusiasts are hearing this message. And we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to scubaradio.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Richie Kohler.
And I'm John Chatterton.
And you're listening to Scuba Radio.
Yowza. This is the world's first radio show dedicated to diving.
Come on, come on.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We dive at 5 because that's when Scuba Radio ends. Today, I'm not planning to get in the water. I have to stay dry for another week or so. But then, right after the Labor Day week, I'm planning to get wet once again. And I'll probably go down there and hang with Barry the Bugger and let him try out his new Moray Dive Light. Because Trevor, our friend there at MorayDiveLights.com, sent Barry his very own personalized light this week. You care to show everybody your little toy, or have you already done that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can't thank them enough. This is beautiful. Ooh. I got a light with my name on it. So if it gets lost, at least they'll know that one Barry somewhere in South Florida.
That's right. Yeah, by the way, did you find my looper?
I would scratch that name right off there.
Did you find my looper down in South Florida? They said Greg the Dive Master on it.
I have not been in the water yet, so I'm waiting for you.
Oh.
Because my tanks have to get VIP'd, so I want to use them before I VIP them.
I don't really need it. I have an equalizer now. Lobsterlooper.com.
Listen, how many people are coming down for this thing after Labor Day?
Everybody.
They're not going to be able to fit everyone on my boat. We'll have to go on Jeff's boat.
We'll go off the beach. We'll just do a beach dive.
Want to do a beach dive?
We just leave Barry and take his boat.
We could try.
But between Barry's boat, the little whore.
We could do that with a little whore.
Yep.
But and I only got four tanks, so.
And just so we're clear, that's Captain Walt's boat, or Koji's boat. Or Captain Walt. It's both. It's the little whore is.
They share the little whore.
Oh, gosh.
They both ride the little whore.
By the way, MoreDiveLights.com, go there. That buy one, get one free deal of the DCT light, right? Diver Communication Torch that Jerry the Diver Guy talks about periodically on Scuba Radio. Yeah. Buy one, get one with coupon code GOMEZHILTON ends at the end of this month. So you got till Monday or something like that, I think?
Monday.
Yeah. To take advantage. It's a great deal. Plus tank lights. You know, Barry's up his tank lights. He get some stickers too there, Barry.
Yeah.
He sent a bunch of stuff. So
he did.
It's an amazing deal, but take advantage of it. It's going to go away, and you're going to feel pretty lame.
These are solid lights, and the LED is really bright. So
yeah,
no more light bulbs. I mean, you know,
plenty of lumens.
My other light, which uses a regular light bulb, will eat through 8 C cell batteries in no time. This thing is supposed to last 100 hours. So that's great for lobster diving.
And you know, we put them to the test for mini season. Had a good time with them.
We did.
Nice. Greg can't break it. No one can.
Well, and remember, this is the dive light that has a noisemaker built into it, so you can shake it, make a bunch of racket, and get your your dive buddy's attention, and then use it to ledges and stuff too.
Unless he has lobster fever.
If he has lobster fever, he will ignore the noisemaker accordingly, as we've discussed.
I'm going to have my own flag. I'm going to have my own bag.
Somebody actually emailed me and said, Greg, I don't really need two lights. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. It's
Christmas
buy one
present.
Yeah, it's buy one, get one free. What the heck? Why would? I was like, I understand you don't need two lights, but you have, you know, a dive buddy, don't you? Isn't there somebody that you like enough that you'd be willing to give them a light? Or remember, on a night dive, you need two lights anyway to be, you know, technically a proper diver.
Or if you're diving a wreck.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just want to make a good impression on Mermaid Kristen and you send her your free dive light. You would accept such a gift, wouldn't you, Kristen?
I need dive lights.
Yeah, see? Score one
she
with a mermaid.
Dive life, did you say?
Brittany, you would take someone's free dive light from them, wouldn't you?
I love dive lights.
That would be like the ultimate gift as a, you know, one diver to another. So look at it as a way to give back, you know, if you're really puzzled about getting two lights at once.
And they need a new scuba radio hat.
They do, if they don't want to be a nerd.
Like you, Barry.
You know what I was thinking?
What were you thinking, Brittany? Tell me.
We need scuba radio koozies.
Koozies?
Yes.
Koozies. Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
I collect koozies.
Me too.
I have a whole box like this big.
Of just koozies. Like canned koozies or bottle koozies or both?
Canned koozies.
Hey, I see Vinny's kicking one back right now, and he has a koozie on his can, I see.
I don't have one.
All right. It is scuba radio happy hour, so that would explain why the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad is complaining that their beers are getting warm.
If you were supposed to come fast enough, they wouldn't need no koozie.
You were supposed to work on a Scuba Radio Scuba Squad shirt. Remember, we saw that company at the dive show.
Yeah, I gave up on that a long time ago. That was before COVID.
It's okay. We'll take the koozies instead.
What I decided is, in my gift to you, is I'm going to give you my bodily fluids and protect you from COVID-19.
I don't need it. I already had it.
You are welcome.
I am saved.
Take this and pour it all over you. I think precious that's how it works. I don't know.
And on that note.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank God we're out of time.
Yeah.
All right. Look, till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang? Come on.
Down where it's redder.
Safe diving, everyone.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here, under the sea. Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the mud here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.